So welcome to this month's Uber Standing. Now, this is an unusual one by any stretch of the imagination. I've never done anything like this before, and my guest today has never done anything like this before. Now, my guest has been on an earlier Uber Standing. It's Nikki Wood, and she shared her thoughts on the Earth Mind some months ago. But today, Nikki's going to make an appearance, but also she's going to introduce us to and allow them to speak to some discarnate entities that apparently come from the 25th dimension. Is that right, Nikki? Welcome.
That's right. Yeah. Hi. Thanks, Tom.
Also, silently in the background, we've got Siri Oppley from Norway, and she is capturing in art this whole conversation, which is a new service that she's offering out there. She did one of my Insight Timer lives the other week. It was amazing. So if you want to have your podcast, your webinar, your sales proposal, or anything like that encapsulated in art, then reach out to Siri. But anyway, welcome, Nikki, and welcome to The Four. Could you explain, Nikki, first of all, who The Four are and how they appeared in your world?
Right. Well, they're four hooded, but they have just revealed themselves, so they're not always hooded. In fact, I think they're going to become more revealed as we have this conversation. And that's part of the reason to have the conversation. They've been around forever. In my world, in my life, they've been with me forever, actually, before I was born. And I've had sort of a vague awareness of something. But it was a conversation with you, Tom, that really just brought them to the fore.
To give this two bits of context, once you said the four want to come to the fore. They like a phonological ambiguity.
And also,
they came to the fore because this is being broadcast exclusively for people that are walking around the path to overstanding with us. They came when we were doing a one-to-one mentoring session around the path of overstanding. So this is very much like pulling yourself up with your bootstraps, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
So I'm going to ask the four a question, which is, are we allowed to ask questions of them?
We'd encourage you to ask questions.
Lovely.
Ask whatever feels good.
So I want to know, as others would as well, why have they come and why now?
It's the right time for us. They've always been here, they've always been able to be tapped into. They can be tapped into by anybody. It just so happens that through your inquiry, Tom, and mine as well, and also Siri's, actually. They were keen to meet Siri today, in particular, to do with the expression. They really want to be their colours and notes. And that makes sense, isn't it? I mean, you're a musician, Tom. Siri's an artist.
And a musician.
I'm a scientist with a lot of other things going on as well. And they're coming through really because you're making the inquiry about light. And we talked also about the opposite.
The dark.
We think of it as dark, yeah. It's not actually dark. It's incredibly concentrated. So they wanted to talk to us. They want to answer the questions. They're keen to answer the questions.
So why are there... What's the significance of the number four?
It's an underpinning. So it relates to the 12.
Now, can I just tell you something that's really interesting? I think I told you when we set up this interview that I often just put one question together and then the rest of the questions come. They've already answered twice the next question before I've even asked it. So I was about to say, why have they come and why now? And then can others tap into them? Before I can ask the question, they answered it. And the next question was, how do they interact with the 12 counselors of the light?
Mm-hmm. I was hoping you'd explain what the 12 was because that came earlier.
Yeah.
I was meditating and there's something about 12 and I didn't really understand that.
Let's just explore that. So basically, if people that are most of the people on the path to overstanding have got access to my Soundwise archive, metaphysic archive, and on there you'll see also the project I did last year, which was the Soul Waves Insertion 12 short stories, 12 meditations on the numbers, 12 tracks tuning into each of the numbers. And funnily enough, between each octave on the keyboard, we've got 12 semitones as well. So it all sort of maps in. And in the old days, before we had decimal, then base 12, base 6, yeah, base 60, all of these other bases were used in mathematics. And I know in number you shared with me before, a most fantastic thing that you shared a couple of years ago about the Cumbrian number system.
That's it. Yeah.
Which is amazing. Yeah. So there's more significance to 1 to 12 than there is from 0 to 9.
Yeah.
We've got 12. 12 turns up a lot. So we've got the 12 apostles. We've got the 12 zodiacal signs and what have you. 12 divides very nicely into 60, as does 10, of course. But so 12 is a great number. And there seems to me to be this sort of higher dimensional hierarchy of beings. So I naturally tuned into the 12 counselors several years ago. I was introduced to them by the Kryon School. And then I thought, well, what better way to tap into them more, but to write about them? And what I noticed is when you tap into them, and whether you listen to the music, the meditations, the stories in the Soundwise app, you'll tap into them as well by kind of a spiritual osmosis. You seem to be luckier, and they seem to bless you. And just show you the way and point in directions and show you if there's resistance, then that's just a sign not to go there and not to go there right now. And someone asked this question. I've launched a course on Insight Timing this week. Someone asked the question about the relationship between higher self, soul, and then soul and guides and this sort of stuff. And I said that one of the problems with us humans is we tend to put human linear hierarchies on the spiritual realms, and they don't kind of work like that.
No.
But would it be in human terms, would it be to say that the four, because they come from the 25th dimension, which I had no idea even existed, or even if it does exist or is a figment of our imagination, sat somewhere above or higher or different from the area that the councils hang out?
They're the pillars.
They're the pillars.
So really in our way of looking at it, yeah, our visualization, it's like the four rocks, four pillars. Pillars of Hercules keep coming up for some reason. But
so do they map into the four elements then?
Yes, they do.
Right.
The four directions.
Right. Okay. So these are the four suits of the minor arcana.
Yep.
And then so would it be cheeky or presumptive to ask if in our deck of cards that Siri and I are creating through this process of serializing this information, streaming this information as it comes into us, that the fifth suit of overstanding is kind of where the four hang out?
Correct.
Wow.
They're the culmination. It's a blend.
This is interesting because this moon's materials, which I'm just literally just recording over the next few days, it'll be available on the 23rd of November. Just there's an extra bit of information after this bit of information that's been streamed. Everything that seems to be revealed to us about maybe, I don't know, 3 months or a year later seems to make sense. And we were discussing when we were going around the paths of involution, evolution, return, how I knew from my study notes from the Builders of the Aditum that there were 16 hidden pathways. But the mathematics say that if you got 10 objects, you can have 23 interconnections. So that's 7 missing. Add an 11th Sephiroth of Dart, and that gives you 10 more hidden pathways. So we know in the standard tree that we know of, there are 23 hidden pathways and 33 hidden pathways. So the 33 map into the 33 paths of return, which I recorded 2 years ago, funnily enough. And the 23, I asked you what the 23 mapped into, and you said, or the four said, our DNA, the 23 chromosomes.
That's right.
Wow. So I love the way that all this information pops out.
But the four are in the chromosomes.
In the codons.
They're in there.
Yeah. So the ATCG letters.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
they're
it.
In there,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah,
so
but there's a hidden one. There's a hidden one.
Is there?
Well, as the four make up the fifth, the five.
Is okay.
So do the four. what did you call them? ACTG.
Siamese and
that's
something
it.
Else.
Yeah. But that's on our plane.
Yeah.
There's a fifth element, if you like. There's a fifth direction.
Wow. And then obviously.
And there's a fifth element.
Which there's a film of the same name. So obviously, a lot of this stuff is known to us, is intrinsic to us. What I've said in the information that's been I'm recording over the next couple of days is that I won't attempt a one-to-one mapping of the 23 past to the 23 chromosome, because each is in each of them. It's just important to know that they are mapped into the tree of life. But I have done a one-to-one mapping of DART to each of the 10. That came fairly easy. And I noticed that when something comes easy, then you're supposed to understand it and you can linearize it. And when it's not so easy, it's meant you can't understand it because it's a sort of multidimensionally type thing, which is hard.
Yeah.
So the fifth then, is kind of the overstanding bit then, isn't it?
So, you know, when you've got DART and you have that little thing, that little thing.
Apostrophe, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the fifth.
Yeah.
And so it is that's the overstanding.
It's the overstanding. So let's try and make sense of this then for everyone that might be listening to this thinking we're going slightly mad. How do we use all this information? How do we use the four to help us get through our daily lives?
You want to ask a really specific question there. Why don't you give an example? It's a very, I mean, that's a, there's so many different ways that they can, that they are assisting. So it's not how they can assist. They are assisting. They're here because we, as a human race, as a living thing, feel lost and in the dark because there's so much change. But the change rings in the awareness. So there's a self-actualization happening within each life form. It's not actually just life forms. What we think of life forms, things that move around or grow, but it's also to do with everything on planet Earth. So including mountains, streams, water, rain, sleet, the sun rays. It's in everything. And there's a big washout and a big change. And they're here to assist us with what we think is dark or DART, depending on how you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same, it's interchangeable. And the path of overstanding is a really important aid for people's self-actualization and realization. To be able to navigate through what seems to be dark or DART times.
Mm-hmm.
It will change, and it is changing. It's very important that we are guided through that process. And don't kind of freak out. There's a lot of freaking out, isn't there, on the, you know, in everyday life. If we look at if you do read the news or have any involvement with that, or, I mean, we do, we have touch points with so many different people that there's many, many different changes going on in our personal lives and all around us. It seems very unstable. And they're partially here. It's not the whole deal. They're partially been here all this time through great changes in Earth's evolution. And there's a big change, there's a quickening.
So if I was to ask a couple of questions now of the four, and in the same way they were even asking my questions before I could get a chance to ask, answering my questions or I got a chance to answer, if I asked a couple of questions now, what perhaps we could do is I will then, in the edit of this, play some music and allow the person listening to it to ask some questions and see if they can get some answers in some shape or form.
So the four are embedded in the music.
Lovely. Okay.
Yeah, they're embedded in the paint and the artwork as well. Right. They're embedded in our voices.
So if I was to use the fourth track from the Insertions album as the background for this contemplation section.
Beautiful. They'd love that.
So let me ask a question first then, and then they can answer that, and then we'll encourage people listening to this to then ask their own questions. And I will leave it for 4 minutes, 44 seconds. How about that? But my question is this. Could they share some thoughts on dark matter and dark energy and how that represents 95-96% of the universe, and the so-called junk DNA, which represents about 95-96% of our DNA? Well, the correlation, what's it all about? how can we use it?
So the answer is 56, but you already know that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It never was 42. We've bypassed that.
Mm-hmm.
they're giggling a lot because it's quite hysterical, I suppose, being on that side of awareness of involvement. It's not involvement, it's, I can't quite get the word. It's like an understanding, but it's a evolvement. Their evolvement.
Nice word.
We couldn't possibly digest all of that information all in one go. It's not junk and it's not dark, but our perception at the moment is growing. So our perception is growing, but it's a self-actualization and self-realization for each individual, which is happening automatically. You don't really have to put a lot of effort in. You don't have to meditate. We're all going through that collective process of change. I don't just mean humans. I mean this whole planetary change. And they're there to assist us to navigate through that change.
So, you know, the whole field of epigenetics where, you know, our genes can be modified either by mechanical means or by us meditating and self-healing or self-actualizing.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the cusp then of being able to do that with more mastery.
Without effort.
Yeah.
Without effort. It really, it's actually automatically happening. It's going along with the flow,
mm-hmm.
the real flow of change. So the answer is yes, absolutely, and keenly, but not as the busy fool. And it is really changing. So it's involuting our perception. That's what we think, human beings think as dark,
mm-hmm.
unknown. What is the unknown? Well, we are the unknown. So we're searching for answers that are so, we're asking two simple questions. We're expecting to have a very, very obvious answer, but it's not something that you could calculate. It's not formulaic. The four are like a cross shape, mm-hmm. and they spin, and that spin creates a vortices. And that big vortices continually expands and spirals outwards.
Now, I should explain for people listening to this is all a bit vague. The next lessons on the path to overstanding, I explore how each emanation, each Sephiroth, is also divided into four and could possibly map into the four codons of each gene. So now I'm going to, let's leave 4 minutes and 44 minutes of meditative music inspired by the number four. For you all to ask some questions and see what answers come back. And if you could share what does come back by way of comments inside the app, that would be fantastic. Thank you. So I hope you enjoyed that musical interlude. And if anything came in, do share it by way of comment. We'd be fascinated to know what you're picking up and how the four are coming through for you. So I'm going to ask three questions.
Okay.
And then I think Siri should ask a fourth question. The first question I have for the four is, do they have a message for Siri?
To travel, actually. You really need to travel somewhere. I don't know why I said that.
That's good.
But you need to travel somewhere and just do it. It's really important that the connections you're going to be making are really important for you. That's what you're searching for.
Wow, thank you. And so the next question is, do they have a message for you, Nikki?
Keep connected. This three is a very important three.
Mm-hmm.
And trust. It's okay to trust. And to just keep listening and to just keep allowing you to ask and distillate the questions. To distill it, this is the thing, is I'm answering your question now, sorry. They want to tell you something.
Well, the next question is, they've got a message for me.
So they're bouncing their head again. It's really to distill the information, because you can translate. We're all three of us are translators together.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to take this in stages. We're not to rush to get to the outcome. Not that anybody's rushing, but the questions are big questions. We might want to take smaller and find out more about who they are. We'd like you to find out about who they are. And that will help on the road to the uberstanding and the understanding, because they come from below in our somehow or other. They reach up from below. They're very supportive in aspects of our emotional being, psychic being, etheric being, astral being. So that all sounds really grand and huge, but we're totally connected to all the movements that are occurring throughout certainly our solar system, but it's on a bigger scale than that. And it's hard for us to comprehend, hard for our brains, our wiring, our central nervous system to comprehend and to exist in the bigger, what we think is bigger. It isn't. It's a microcron.
That's a good word. Well, I'm going to ask three questions. I've got one fourth question, which actually relates into to Siri, and I'll then allow Siri to ask her question. We're just about to encapsulate the last few months of exploration around the Tree of Life and the Tree of Thoughts in a new tree, which actually embraces and expands into the upper world and to the underworld, called the Tree of Overstanding. And Siri, before Christmas is out, will actually have this complete. I just wonder whether the four have got any suggestions of how they could be integrated into this model of the tree.
How fun do you want it to be?
Oh, lots of fun, please. Make it accessible.
They'd love it if you could take the music and the artwork to express the Tree of Life.
Mm-hmm.
Can you musically do that? Would you be willing? The question to you is, would you be willing?
Well, Siri does an amazing thing where she'll draw to music and paint to music.
And okay, because Siri is the way. Ah. You're the distiller, and Nikki's, I'm the holder.
Okay. So there's a few ways of doing that. So let me see what comes of that as a thought form. And then I'd like to invite Siri to ask a question. Sorry to put you on the spot, Siri, but there you go.
No problem. I'm just moved to tears by all this, and my drawings is suddenly stopped because I knew that something was happening. Thank you for the answer, and I will travel, I know. I was wondering, my art the past 10, 15 years has been like Tom explained here. When I look back at it, I understand my life. And I also know that when I draw things or paint things, they either happen for me or somebody else. And you say that Syria is the way. And I have had a strong feeling my whole life that this is the culmination of everything that I've been doing, learning and unlearning, and also being the one very important in my family tree. So speaking of tree of life. So is my art not only for me, but for the whole world, like I have an intuition it is?
It's okay. It's all right to relax into that. It's okay to accept that. It's okay. That's really what's the saying. I mean, it's bigger than that, Siri. It's bigger, but I think part of the problem is, I mean, I'm finding this is that, and this is where I think they're trying to soothe us, because it all seems quite enormous, but it isn't. It's okay. It's absolutely okay. And you just follow you've got great vision.
Have I seen before in my night vision, so to speak, before?
They're yours. They're not. They don't. I'm just chatting. They're yours. They're not mine or anybody else's, actually. You'll pass this on. Yeah. Right. And that's really good. That's really great. It's all right to. It's okay to really have fun with it, to enjoy it. It feels such a responsibility, especially like they're really feeling some uncertainty. I mean, I'm hesitating as well, because I've got quite a lot of, they find that really funny. I don't find it very funny. You know, I'm in and out of like, am I really saying this? Is this me or is this some, but the feelings that I have that what's connecting with you, it's really important, that heart connection. Your heart connection is really, really important. And that grounded with nature is really, really important. And it's absolutely okay. It's absolutely okay. You just, it's all relevant. The whole of it's relevant. Everything that Tom has written is really relevant. And it'll keep coming round. The funny thing is they think it's funny. I mean, we find it really hard, don't we? Trying to understand, because we're very linear. I think Tom and I have talked about that before, and it just is not linear. And we're travellers. We're all travellers. They keep coming back to you travelling, like physically travelling. It's not having faith in anything particularly. It's not really greater powers. It's just there are these connections and this awareness. And this has been around for a long, long time, well before even the earth was here. You know, all of this has been here for very, very, and we can't even digest that because we're so linear. So it's absolutely fine. I'm really happy to properly meet you. So for you to be, it's not really like a meeting. It's more for you to know that they are there, to feel them, that you'll feel them in your way. You'll see them or touch them or draw them or express them in your way. There's no rules.
No.
There's absolutely no rules whatsoever. We're bound in like a Rubik's cube. I hope Tom can distill some of this in a minute, because this is just whacking through, but it's like a Rubik's cube, you know, a Rubik's cube that you turn and we're kind of sort of bound in that, metaphysically bound in it. We're not really physically bound in anything. But if it all shot apart, we're not ready for that huge expansion, that you know, the whole thing to come apart into all its pieces. And what's in the Rubik's cube, we're already part of. But it's not even looking just inside yourself. When we say these things, we say them sort of, I don't know, like passing phrases, but they're really meaningful. It's really meaningful, that charge of life force that's in absolutely everything is here forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And we just never, and you're the way. It's not a burden, by the way. It sounds a bit like, to me, that sounds like a bit of responsibility, but you're like a doorway. Yeah. And just flow with it. It's okay to flow with it. Flow with the emotion of it, flow with the beauty of it, flow with the drama of it. That's all part of it. You're a very lovely being.
I'm so touched by this, thank you. Because my body is so worn out and I'm so tired.
It's because we hold on to, so we resist and hold and hold. It's all right to let go. It really is. They want to say we're really cherished. It's okay. We do have this central nervous system thing that's not, it's coming up to speed with our capacities to vision and to feel and to express. But there's like a glitch. It's not a glitch. Tom might be able to help out with this. There's like funny little things going on. You know when it goes weird when we're talking to each other and funny things happen electronically? Yeah. Well, we've got that in us.
Yeah.
We've got these funny, and they're like little sparks of energy. It's not mismatching or backfiring or anything. They're giggling. But it's more of a kind of like, they're little power pockets, because we're going through such a change. That energy, that realization, however, I can't put it, the words. I can't get the words quick enough. They really like you. They're with you. They're in you anyway. They've always been in you. They're part of you. They're part of all of our DNA. And the DNA is a really relevant thing. It's the kind of the coding that they go on about the Da Vinci code and all these sort of things. Egyptian coding, hieroglyphic, all of it, it's inner. We are like the blueprint,
mm-hmm.
with a master print. Not a blueprint, it's a master print. Every one of us, every one of anything that's got the viruses, the DNA in the viruses are master prints. They're downloads, upgrades. It's really hard, this, because the language, it's like I've got a language barrier with what's being said. I can only say in the words that I have, the package of words that I've got, that I've learned. There's much, much more than that. It's a wonderful exploration. Blow with the wind. Be like a leaf falling off a tree. Slow it all down. Enjoy that experience. Spread it all out. You can play with time. That's specific to Siri. You can play. You can expand and contract time. That's what you can do. Right, and that's a huge, for human awareness, that's a really big, weird thing. But for you, it comes naturally. You can play with time, expand and contract it. So can Tom, actually, so can I, but you're really quite a master of that. Very weird.
Let's distill this down. So thank you so much. I've got to say to everyone listening to this, this line sounds slightly weird, because it is. Nikki hasn't done that many interviews, and certainly hasn't done interviewing when channeling, which is kind of, Siri is doing some lovely art at the moment, and so many energies coming through. And I've never interviewed a discarnate being either. So it's all new for all of us. But what I am doing is distilling some of the messages from it. So already the stuff I've already written, which I'm just about to record, which comes out a week or so after this goes live, has a lot of the answers for this already. I've done a mapping to the 23 chromosomes of the 23 paths already, and I've done that in the form of a guided meditation. So you don't listen to it as a set of words or read it. You listen to it as a meditation. There'll be some lovely music underneath it and all that kind of stuff. So there'll be some, we'll be sharing the art that Siri's doing in this, is a download here. And also, if anyone wants to reach out to you, Nikki, can they do that and have a
absolutely session?
That'd be good.
Yeah.
And likewise, if anyone wants to get involved with Siri in terms of art, either learning to draw art themselves, to draw the art out of them, or to tap into Siri's many talents, then you're available for that too. I'm doing something quite new in the new year as well. So the next month, we're going to wrap up the Tree of Life exploration, and then we're going to start the exploration of the cube, the Rubik's cubes you're talking about.
There you go.
Yeah, that's going to be an 11 to 12 month exploration. That's going to take us all the way through 2023. And so many people have asked me to do mentoring. So what I've decided to do is I'm going to do group mentoring, so everyone can support each other. And I'm going to do group mentoring of groups of 12 mentees.
Yes. Right? Yes.
There's groups of 12. So the first subscription of 12, you can sign up for that. There'll be an extra monetary fee for that, but it's not going to be very expensive. And it's certainly be a lot cheaper than trying to book me on a one-to-one basis. And so groups of 12, if we end up with another group of 12, I'll run another set of sessions. They're going to run on a specific day each month, and some information will be coming out on that soon. But in the meantime, if anyone's got any experiences from listening to the 4:44 bit of music, put it down in by way of comments. And if you've got a question for me, for Nikki or for Siri, put it by way of comment as well. And if anyone has anything weird turning up to do with the number four, or anything strange turning up in their life, also share it. Now, this channeling is exclusive for people on the Path to Overstanding. We're not going to share it outside of this. So anything you share that might sound really bonkers and weird will be within a very tight group of people. And I just got to thank you, Nikki, for being brave to do this, and thank you, Siri, for doing the wonderful drawing. And we all don't know where this is going, but we know intuitively it was the right thing to do today.
Thanks, Tom.
And thanks to the four. Have the four got names?
Love, Ambition, Beginnings, and Change.
Wow. Well, there's a revelation in itself. Thank you, everybody. And thanks to everyone for listening. I think you'll agree that was quite a strange, wonderful, and enlightening conversation with Nikki, Siri, and the four. Now, I was woken up this morning before I edited this this broadcast at 4:44, would you believe? And I got a message through to say, make the whole passage of audio 44 minutes 44 seconds long. So I'm going to add some more music now so you can tune in and ask more questions of the four. And again, if anything comes up you want to share, we'd be fascinated to see it by way of comment. Take care and enjoy talking to the four. Oh, and I should also share that this music is a mashup of MIDI downloaded from Gustav Holst's Planet Suite. So by listening to it, you're also tuning into the solar system of which we are an integral part. Enjoy.